chapter of St. Luke's Gospel. Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." The Lord said to him in reply, "Hypocrites! Does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage?" When he said this, all his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him. The Gospel of the Lord. The thing the church needs most today is the ability to heal wounds and to warm the hearts of the faithful. It needs nearness, proximity. I see the church as a field hospital after battle. Heal the wounds. Heal the wounds. Of course, these are not my words, although I have certainly embraced them. They are the words of Pope Francis in his first interview that was produced in America magazine in the United States and was given by Jesuit Father Antonio Spadaro. In response to the question of Father Spadaro, what does the church most need at this historic moment? And he said in reply, it needs the ability to heal wounds and to warm the hearts of the faithful. Pope Francis could have written the script for today's gospel, but in truth, it is God who wrote the script. Jesus was simply acting it out. Francis is simply and consistently acting it out. And each one of us, all of us, the preachers, are called upon to act it out. Of course, as great as the story in the gospel is today, religion is never simple. So the gospel presents us with a major conflict and a reaction to this beautiful story of healing because it took place on the Sabbath. And we hear in the gospel that the leader of the synagogue lost his temper. And from the quote that's in the scriptures today from Luke's gospel, I imagine he's actually yelling at the people. "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath." And it's wonderful that Jesus' immediate response is to yell back, "Hypocrites! Hypocrites! You untie your oxen and your animals and lead them to water on the Sabbath. Is this daughter of Abraham not equal even to your animals? Does she not deserve to be cured on the Sabbath?" This is only one of many Sabbath healing stories. We all know that Jesus was constantly reminding us of the value of compassion, a value far greater than that even of the law. Laws are good, we know that. Jesus lived the law. He fulfilled the law, as we know. When they are just, they are good. They help keep us together. They help keep us respectful. They help keep us loving as human beings. I mean, just look at and consider the Ten Commandments. The first three are about right relationship with God, but the last seven are about right relationship within our own human community. They are about us. They are about right relationship, human being to human being. And law, like the law in the Ten Commandments, is good. Of course it's good. But law is not God. It is not God. And Jesus, in today's gospel, confronts those who place the law above God's mercy. Of course, Pope Francis is doing the very same thing. In every action that he's taken, an example that he's giving the world. I believe that that's why he has raised the issue of whether or not there can be mercy demonstrated and shown towards divorced Catholics remarried outside the Church, especially in relationship to the Eucharist and reception of the Eucharist. In response to this tremendous gesture, this questioning gesture of mercy and compassion, it appears very angry synagogue leaders are raising their voices once again. But as I read the gospel and as I consider the questions that were raised by the recent Synod on the Family in Rome, I keep thinking to myself, God will always be bigger than the law. When will we understand that? How can anything restrict God? How can we limit the places, times, and possibilities for the healing of people? Why do we keep forgetting or sidestepping the words, "The Sabbath was made for man," and woman, of course, not man and woman for the Sabbath? Today's gospel proves that point. Many of Pope Francis's actions and questions are struggling to reaffirm that point. The Pope seems to get it consistently with so many of his words and so many of his gestures. I would like to conclude this little reflection with another Pope quote. However, I fear that I'm beginning to sound like a broken record because of all the times that I have been quoting Pope Francis in my preaching throughout the United States. So I've decided I'll quote somebody else to close. This quote is from Alberto Luciani, remembered as Pope John Paul I, who says, "We are the objects of undying love on the part of God. We know God's eyes are always open on us, even when it seems to be dark. God is our Father. Even more, God is our Mother. God does not want to hurt us. God wants only to do good to us, to all of us. If children are ill, they have additional claim to be loved by their mother. And we too, if by chance we are sick with badness, on the wrong track, we have yet another claim, to be loved by the Lord." What a beautiful, beautiful quote from Pope John Paul I. What a beautiful example Jesus gives us in today's gospel. What beautiful examples Pope Francis is trying to give us. What wonderful examples all of us who are preachers strive to live every day of our ministries. Today we have the gift of compassion, which will always be the greatest gift God has to give, and ours is the privilege of bringing that to as much of the world as we can.